Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, lovely souls. I wanted to create a bonus episode today just for fun for a couple different reasons. One, because I've been thinking for a while now how fun it would be to release a magical Monday mantra episode just for fun, since I usually release on Wednesdays. And also because my course, Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul, officially launched last week and the cart is open through July 22nd. So I wanted to be able to share as much info about it as possible for this period when it's available for purchase. So I did do a solo episode on it last week. So if you haven't heard, be sure to listen to that. But today, I'm feeling really rejuvenated and refreshed after an incredible 8-day spa experience in Palm Springs. And I just felt like today would be a good day to share some info about intention setting and mantras and the course. So the course, if you haven't seen it, is on thebalancedblonde.com. And you go up to courses and ebooks, click on Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul. And it's literally full of so much goodness. I don't even know how to describe. It's 9 weeks of modules to wake back up to your own soul. So everything from a deep dive into everything that we're going to explore, to remembering that we're eternal souls, to surrendering to the universe, to honoring our ancestors, going into the law of attraction, learning how to find miracles, recognize miracles everywhere, learning how to manifest money, relationships, career, and more. And just learning how to channel, learning how to open up psychically. So when you start to live in the flow of your soul, everything just truly and honestly starts to work out. I'll give you an example. So when I was creating this course, everything for the most part was going really well. I have an incredible team who helped me bring this course to life, including some of my audio editors for this podcast who edited the audio version. The 9 weeks of audio and meditation for the course, they did such a beautiful job. My designer, my programmer, everyone. But of course, because there are certain things that I cannot do myself, I was getting really nervous because it was getting down to the wire. The course was launching on July 8th, but July 7th at night for my email subscribers. And there were just a couple things that were not completely ready. And I was starting to casually lose my mind. I was in Palm Springs, and every time I checked in with my soul, with my higher self, which is what I teach in this course to begin with. So of course, practicing this in my own life is important and something that I also need, because I do believe we create the things that we need the most. Every time I spoke to my soul reminded me, everything is working out. Everything is working out. There is no reason to be so uptight. There's no reason to assume that things are not going to work out. What is the absolute worst that can happen? This is what my soul asked me. And the answer to that question is the worst thing that could possibly happen is that I would have to release this course a couple days late. Is that a big deal? No. I mean, not according to me. So I kept asking myself, okay, well, what's the second worst thing that could happen? The second worst thing that could happen is it could launch and there could be some bugs to work out. Would that be fine? Yes, this is my first ever course, my first ever offering really in a long time. I used to have a clothing line and I do sell ebooks and a book, my first book that I wrote, but this is my first big offering in a long time and my first that is created solely based off of my own teachings for you guys. My first channeled experience. I'm sure there will be bugs to work out. So for example, if it launches and we don't understand how to make a payment plan, but people request a payment plan, that happened. We figured it out in like 5 hours. It was no big deal. So my soul kept reminding me, surrender to the universe. When you surrender, you remember nothing's ever going wrong. And anything that feels like it's going wrong is simply an opportunity to learn something about yourself and to grow. So everything we feel like could potentially be going wrong in our life is simply an opportunity to evolve and grow deeper. And that's exactly my experience. So I learned a lot. I was in Palm Springs. I wanted to be anxious because anxiety is my comfort level. I get anxious when I feel things are going wrong. I'm a control freak. I treat my business like it's my child and I'm kind of a helicopter mom. So with my business, of course, because I don't have children yet, but I do have a cat child and he's my child, my real child. So learning to just let it go and know and trust. I'm trusting the universe. I'm remembering that nothing happens to me. Everything happens for me. And when I know without a shadow of a doubt that everything happens for me, then I simply cannot be affected. It's such a beautiful thing. So I really didn't let myself get too up in arms about it at all. I refused to talk to anyone about it, like my mom or anyone from my team, because I knew that would just rile me up. And instead, I just kept reminding myself, surrender. You are an eternal soul. Nothing is happening to you. Everything's happening for you. What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is literally no big deal. And guess what? July 8th rolled around. Everything launched, went swimmingly. The response has been amazing and everyone's just been so kind. And the biggest obstacle we had on the first day was figuring out how to create a payment plan. We figured it out. And if you're listening and you're interested in getting the payment plan, email me, jordan@thebalanceblonde.com, because that's a special link. But if you can afford the course in full, which is $333, angel numbers, then I recommend purchasing it in full because it just makes your life easier, makes my life easier. But I do want it to be available to truly as many people as possible. That's why I priced it the way that I did, even though I was advised to price it much higher. And at times I felt like the value is so huge, I really should be pricing this higher, but there are no shoulds. I just followed my heart and my soul kept telling me, you want this to get in as many people's hands as possible because you want to enhance people's lives. You want to change people's lives. You want to influence them to be the best that they can possibly be. So a couple things, because this is Mantra Monday, and this is going to be a shorter episode. I'm going to start doing more bonus episodes and just keeping them short because, you know, my Wednesday episodes can often be an hour and a half, 2 hours. And sometimes it's nice to just listen to something and soak it in and be done. So Mantra Monday, the course will teach you all about how to go deep, deep, deep into creating mantras. But today, I just want to share a little bit about how to do that with you. So mantras are so beautiful. Having a personal mantra in my life has completely changed my life. It always brings me back to the present moment. It helps me surrender. It helps me remember that I'm an eternal soul. It helps me out with everything that I need to feel my absolute best. So a personal mantra is basically an affirmation to motivate and inspire you to be your best self. Typically, it's a positive phrase or statement that you use to affirm the way that you want to live your life. And the true value of a mantra comes when it's audible, visible, or in your thoughts. So that's why I always recommend to write it down. That makes it visible. Say it out loud to yourself. That makes it audible. And then think about it as much as you can, because then it's ingrained in your thoughts, in your mind. And that's the whole point. So you can either come up with your own mantra, or you can get inspired based off of maybe something that I share today and use one of the words that I'm talking about here. And I always, always, always recommend for mantras to be affirmative. So positive. You don't want to say, I want to be happy, or I desire more money, or I desire a better job. I want to move. Nothing like that. You want to speak in the affirmative, as if what you're yearning for is already yours, because basically it is. And time doesn't exist, in my opinion. So you're either going to make an affirmative mantra, something that's already yours, to play around with the law of attraction, like attracts like, or just a simple statement like, breathe in, I send myself love. So that doesn't even have to be affirmative, like something you already have. It's just bringing you to the now moment. So I've had a lot of mantras over the years. Normally, they started pretty complex because, you know, that's how I am. It's hard for me to do things in a simple fashion. But then I learned simplicity is the key to everything. And in the episode that's going to be out in a couple of days, talking about ayahuasca, my latest ayahuasca experience with Jonathan, I have him on and we share together about our experiences. What my soul told me over and over and over again is that everything in life is simple. We as humans just do all the busy work of complicating it. So I find that creating really simple mantras helps me in my life come back to the present moment, feel more peace, feel less anxiety, breathe easier, lower my cortisol, if we're being specific, and just feel healthier. Because when you're stressed and you have high cortisol, it messes with everything. It messes with your hormones. I mean, cortisol is a hormone. It messes with your skin, with your sleep, with your relationships, and with your everyday life. It definitely messes with the creative process. And when I get really honest with myself, I know that being in touch with my creative self, with my creative side, with my creativity in general, as a very creative person, I am happiest. And when I'm anxious and stressed and packing my day with too many things and not meditating, not intention setting, not repeating my mantra or even thinking about my mantra, it takes me out of alignment with myself and with who I am. So lately, my mantra of choice is, I am enough. And then you can add on to it as I do, I am enough exactly as I am. In every moment, I am enough right now. I am enough later today. And I am enough in my life. No matter what, no matter of any outer circumstances, no matter how many compliments I get today, how many subscribers to my course I get today, or how happy my family tells me that I'm making them, or anything like that, outside of what anyone else thinks or says, I'm enough. I'm enough simply as I am, literally in my bathrobe, in my bed, healthy or sick, however I feel, productive or watching The Real Housewives, I am enough. I am enough exactly as I am. And what makes a mantra meditative or prayer-like is repeating it in a meditative way or as a prayer, making it a prayer. So I like to create little meditations off of my mantras. So right now you could say the simple version of my mantra is I am enough. And as you heard, I can make the mantra a little bit more complex and detailed if I want to, but simplicity is where it's at. So ultimately, for repeating it in my mind over and over, I'm just going to say, I am enough, or I am enough exactly as I am. And to create a meditative practice around this mantra, what I really like to do is either in the morning or at night or midday, if I'm really just feeling anxious and like I need a break, I will sit in a comfortable seated position, sits bones rooted into the earth, cross-legged. I'll allow my shoulders to melt down my back and feel my head over my spine. I'll close my eyes, breathe deeply, and begin repeating my mantra. If I'm alone, I like to repeat my mantra out loud. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Or if I feel like it, or if I'm really low energy, it's in my head. In my head, I tell myself I am enough. And when my mind wanders, I come back to my mantra. I do this usually for anywhere from 8 to 20 minutes. You can definitely go longer if you prefer. I like a minimum of 5 to 8 minutes because that can really shift your day. But if you have less, no big deal. Do it in the car if you arrive somewhere earlier than planned. You can make it as simple as possible, like I'm awesome, I'm beautiful inside and out. Another really fun way to do mantras, really deep way to do mantras with yourself, is to stare into your eyes in the mirror, which is literally soul gazing with yourself. And if you want to get really simple and you're not sure yet what kind of mantra would enhance your life in the best way, you can even start with a simple OM. That's O-H-M or O-M, depending on the origin. So OM is the sound of the universe. And in Hinduism, OM is known to be the source of all mantras. So it's believed to be the first sound of the universe generated by the cosmic vibration that resulted in all of creation. So we talk about this a little bit in Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul. There's a lot of creation stories. I tend to lean toward the Kabbalah creation story, the light and the vessel, which is what module 0 and module 1 really are kind of all about in the course. So if you're interested in that, you can learn more there. But there's many, many creation stories, both in spiritual texts and in science, the Big Bang Theory. And OM is known to be the first sound of the universe. So I learned when I was in Palm Springs doing some shamanic work with this amazing shaman, beautiful shaman who lived in Peru for a really long time. She did a sound bath and she taught us that if you chant OM over and over and over again for the rest of your life, you would literally learn something new in every moment. Because OM is the sound of the universe. And the really amazing thing when you really start to think about it and when you get deep into this work is that shapes have sounds, colors have sounds, and sounds have shapes. So when you really start chanting something like OM over and over and over, you may start to see some kind of visual in front of your eyes. It could be a mandala. You know I'm tired when I forget that word because I love it. Or a Merkaba. These are all different shapes that are really beautiful. Mandalas are layered circles and you can even look at them to reduce anxiety. My fiance's mom does artwork with mandalas and it really calms her. So technically, it's a geometric figure representing the universe in Hindu and Buddhist symbolism. And it also refers to a dreamlike symbol and it represents the dreamer's search for completeness and unity. So sometimes if you close your eyes and you're chanting Om or another mantra that you like, you might start to see shapes, you might start to see colors, and it will affirm to you that the universe is so much bigger than we could ever imagine. And there's such beauty out there, and we're all so connected. So as Bree channeled in 2 weeks ago, podcast episode, when she channeled the Pleiadians through her said something like, we are all one. We're literally all one soul, and there's just an illusion of separateness. So what I love about mantras and mandalas and how shapes and sounds go together is that they remind us that our separateness is an illusion, and where we come from is so much greater, so much more peaceful than all of this, than where we are here. It's just so beautiful. And mantras remind me of that. Another of my favorite mantras, we chanted this every day, many times a day during my 300-hour teacher training. And it's Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. And the translation is, may all beings everywhere be happy and free. And may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So my teacher for my 300-hour Gigi, she was very, very in tune with all beings, animals, people, plants. And I deeply believe that this mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, is a resonant frequency that reaches animals, that reaches plants, and connects us all. And I know that when I'm chanting Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, which you can also sing, maybe if you guys are lucky, I will do that. I do not have a good singing voice, but I'll just show you the way to chant it, at least the way that I learned. I know whenever I do that, Hudson's ears perk up and he comes and sits with me. Hudson's my cat, if you're not aware or if you don't listen to this podcast very often. And I know that it's connecting us because it's may all beings everywhere be happy and free. And I feel like it connects us to beings from other realms, lifts beyond the veil for all the energy that we cannot see. So the way to chant it, at least the way that I learned, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then chant. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. And you can do that slower or faster. And I know my voice is not a beautiful singing voice, but nothing matters, really. You're just awakening the throat chakra, awakening the sounds of the universe. And if you close your eyes and you do this out loud or in your mind for any number of minutes, I promise you will feel better. And also the electromagnetic field, the quantum field of energy around you will expand, will radiate, your aura will radiate brighter colors. It will feel so good. So you can either go with those Sanskrit mantras. Oh my God, I just said matcha. I do love me some matcha. And I'll give you a few more Sanskrit options, or you can come up with your own. Something as simple as I am enough, or may my heart be kind, my mind fierce, and my spirit brave. That's a traditional one. Expect nothing and appreciate everything. Every day is a new day. Every day is a second chance. All those different things. You can choose what resonates with you or what you feel you need the most. I also love Om Mane Padme Hum. And if you look that up on Spotify, or if you look up Jordan Younger on Spotify, you will find some beautiful Sanskrit music on my Spotify account. And Om Mane Padme Hum is one of my favorite Tibetan mantras. It means to invoke the powerful, benevolent attention and blessings that live inside all of us, the embodiment of compassion. Om Mani Padme Hum. So beautiful. And if you practice Kundalini yoga, or if you're interested in Kundalini, then you know the power of mantras, the power of opening up our throat chakra, being connected to the universe in all angles, all ways. There's also just simply Om Namah Shivaya, which is I honor the God within, or Om Shanti, super simple as well, which is kind of a rough translation is may the Lord protect and love us. May he nourish us, giving us strength. May our learning be brilliant and purposeful. So many beautiful things. So you can go as simple or as complex as you want. I do love chanting Sanskrit mantras. Makes me feel really connected to my heart center. Always calms me down. But I also just love reminding myself those simple things in English. I am enough. I am enough exactly as I am. The worst is over. The best is yet to come. I surrender. Everything happens for me, not to me. I look for the gift in every situation. All of these wonderful affirmations. And as I mentioned, you can say them to yourself in the mirror. You can soul gaze into your eyes. I promise you, you will experience such beauty and you will fall in love with yourself. And in my latest ayahuasca ceremony, as I'll share in the episode this week with Jonathan, I gazed so much into my soul. She literally stepped into my body and she told me, I'm here now. I'm never going away. I'm with you always. I'm with you always and forever. And you're never alone. And all of our souls want that. They want to be within all of us, be in our life, a part of our three-dimensional life here, because that five-dimensional, fifth-dimensional consciousness where only love exists, where they're from, is nothing but beautiful. And they want to share that with all of us. So in my course, Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul, we do a lot of mantra. We go much deeper into how to create a mantra. You create a mantra for the 9-week course. We talk a lot about intention setting. There's journaling prompts for every week, lots of journaling prompts. So I do encourage you to get a beautiful journal. And even if you don't do the course, do journal. Journal to yourself, journal to your spirit guides, journal to your light beings. It's the easiest way to tap into your guides and to start to channel, to tap into your power, the power that exists in all of us. And what I'm really excited about for this course is the 4 live webinars that I'll be doing with you guys on Zoom. I'm going to be live channeling in those webinars. So I'm going to be practicing all my boundary tips that Bree gave me in last week's episode, or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago episode, and answering your questions and connecting face to face. And the really fun thing too is in the Facebook group, or if you don't have Facebook, over email, we're all going to be getting an accountability partner in the course. So I think it's really helpful to have somebody to go through the course with, or any course, to keep you on track and to keep you feeling inspired, and to have a community of people who are working on themselves in similar ways. Because sometimes having a spiritual community around you is maybe not your life. Maybe it's not what you're used to and you yearn for it, you want it, and you deserve it. So having this built-in community of people doing the course is really special. For everybody who signs up in this 2-week period between July 8th and July 22nd, there's a bunch of giveaways going on. For the first 100 people, there were huge giveaways, and then 5 random people will be chosen to get a huge gift basket, amazing gift basket full of just wonderful brands, from Rebel to Liquid IV to Cured Nutrition CBD to Blender Bombs to Beauty Bar Chocolate, which is my favorite sugar-free chocolate, to Open Heart Apothecary Sprays, to OCM Malibu Skincare, to Dr. Roebuck Skincare, to Lil Bucks, which is these buckwheat groats that I love. And if I didn't already say it, Blender Bombs, which I've been putting in all my smoothies. They're insanely good. And Four Sigmatic and Owl Venice. And then one person will get a beautiful singing bowl. I'm going to put a picture on my Instagram story so you guys can see how beautiful the singing bowl is from the Ohm store. And I just want to make this course special for everybody. I want everyone in it to feel special. That's why I'm doing the giveaways and making them available to as many people as possible. That's why I'm doing the payment plan. That's why I priced it at $333, a really reasonable price for the insane amount of content and hours and investment that went into it. And I just can't wait to manifest with you guys, use the law of attraction, draw from A Course in Miracles, and live from this fifth dimensional, heart-centered place all the time. Truly as much as possible. That's my goal. So I'm going to be doing the course alongside of everybody. And I've been trying to live this way for a couple years now. And I'm always learning something new. So mantras, intention setting, journaling, automatic writing, speaking to the Pleiadians, speaking to my angels and my spirit guides, all these things are things that have helped me wake back up to my own soul. And now I feel like it's time for me to help you wake back up to your own soul or guide you because you are your own teacher. And I just confirmed that my spiritual teacher, my medium, Marianne DeMarco, is going to be joining me for one of the live Zoom calls for all of our incredible course listeners. So she can probably, I'm assuming, because she does this kind of stuff, live channel for some of the people and channel for us as a group, and we can learn from her. She's the best of the best. She's brilliant. So that's going to be really fun. What have I missed? There's an FAQ on my website in the section of the course. So if you have questions, go there because you might get the answer to your question. You can also email me and you have lifetime access to the course. You can do it at your own pace. You can do it really fast if you want to, or you can take time to dive in. There's a beautifully designed PDF. It's kind of like a book. It's so pretty. Web designer Annalise made it gorgeous. And there's 9 weeks of audio content and 9 meditations with beautiful music and binaural beats. And it's like listening to a podcast. So it's really fun. I just wanted it to be easy for people, not take up too much of your time in front of the computer, but allow you to walk outside and listen and drive and listen and do it as you would a podcast. Be really respectful of your time. I'm so honored to even be able to share this with you guys. So honored to have some energy back from living with chronic Lyme disease for years and being in bed. And honored to be working with the Pleiadians and getting this message out and my soul, my spirit guides. And I hope this episode about mantras inspired you, your homework. Just kidding, because I do not like the word homework. But if you want to work on this later, is to come up with your own mantra and repeat it to yourself every day this week and start to see how you feel. If you ever feel anxious, come back to the mantra. You can even tap on your third eye. One of my favorite things to do as you say the mantra in your mind or say it out loud to get it deeper into your body. And this just popped into my head. If you haven't listened to my episode with Dr. Mike Dow to listen to the hypnosis meditation, like toward the middle to the end of the episode, I highly recommend. And it's good to come up with a mantra after that type of meditation because you'll be really in your body and feeling real good. So thank you for listening. Head over to thebalancebond.com. Check out Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul. Email me, jordan@thebalancebond.com, if you want the payment plan or if you have any questions. And lastly, if you feel inspired to rate and review this podcast, also send me an email of your screenshot and I'll send you my free Soul on Fire yoga ebook as a thank you. So this is perfect. It's 33 minutes, angel numbers coming in hot, hitting 333 or 3333 right now. Yay. So thank you for being here. I love you guys. Create a mantra, intention set, journal, have a soul on fire day, sending you all my love and then some. Mwah.